Corporation for the creation of development cooperation between South-South countries, or commonly referred to as developing countries. Indonesian Ambassador to China and Mongolia, Johari Oratmangun, in Beijing said on Thursday that 70 years ago in Bandung, West Java, history was made, where 29 countries that met in Bandung in 1955 represent more than half of the world's population. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to China for the 2010 to 2013 period, Imran Chatan, said China is Africa's largest trading partner, so it's time to unite towards continent-to-continent cooperation instead of focusing on the relationship between China and African countries. The goal is to transform from Asia-African Conference 1.0 to what he calls Asian-African Conference 2.0, where economic cooperation, including trade and investment, is considered important based on mutual interests. Moving on to the chairman of the All Indonesia Football Association, Eric Thohir, who emphasized the importance of Garuda Academy program as an effort to develop football in Indonesia that doesn't only focus on the field. Garuda Academy is a program that focuses on the development of sports management in the country. This program is fully supported by the AFC and FIFA. That was Nisline from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
authentic, exotic culinary experiences, original recipes, and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Really not great. So in your opinion, does it really just be
operation and motor support mission in Asia and Africa. While commemorative people can help keep the spirit alive, the reason itself is not diminished by the scale of life given such people. So the spirit of the content is more about the ongoing effort of mission to work together, promote peace, and advocate for mutual interest, rather than just specific people or just celebration or to commemorate it. As long as the principle and idea of the content continue to guide the action and pursuit of mission, the essence of the spirit remains intact. This is my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, and another opinion of yours about the implementation of the spirit of the 1955 Asian African Conference. What has been implemented in the spirit by Indonesia and its contributions to the international world?
I think there were a lot of things to do by Indonesia in promoting world order, especially cooperation between developing countries in Asia, in Africa, and Latin America. Of course, collaboration with developed countries. There are some movement, for example, we promote South-South cooperation. This is very important because especially now there are still a gap between the North and the South. So even though we, for example, Indonesia as a developing country also improved in the turn of economy, but in reality there are still differences, especially in prosperity, between developing country and developed country. And also Indonesia as a leader for developing non-aligned movement, especially since Bung Karno took initiative in 1951. Non-aligned movement, yeah? This is a key play in non-aligned movement, promoting independence, sovereignty, and neutrality in the nation, especially during Cold War. Okay, now I think we have to see, for example, war of trade between, let's say, the US and China. So I think Indonesia has to take a new role in making new world order. Indonesia also take an initiative in regional cooperation, especially in ASEAN. Okay, promoting economic cooperation, peace, stability in this region. Okay. And then also, one of the important things is humanitarian diplomacy. Indonesia has demonstrated its commitment to humanitarian diplomacy, providing assistance to countries in need and promoting peace and stability, including what happened in Gaza now. Okay. And then, Indonesia also developed a global governance reform and advocate for reform in global governance institutions, promoting more inclusive and equitable international relations. So, this report reflects Indonesia's commitment to the principle of solidarity, cooperation, and mutual support that define the 1955 Asian Conference. Indonesia's contribution has helped promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the region and beyond, until now, I think. Thank you.
And when it comes to peace that you mentioned before, and also, of course, it is strictly connected to what is happening in Gaza, Palestine. This Asian African Conference is not just a meeting, right? It is also a promise that there is no nation in this world left behind, including Palestinians. So what do you think so far the role of Asian African nations, especially Indonesia, in realizing peace in Palestine?
I think Indonesia has to take an initiative to encourage, especially Muslim countries, Middle East, in Asia, and also make a new bridge to connect people in the conflict and encourage especially the US to make Israel withdraw their troops and then put together to make a peace conference, for example. Okay, thank you.
So real actions, yeah, needed. Okay, that's from peace. Now, what about going to trade? You also mentioned about trade. We've got information here from Indonesian ambassador to China who said that Indonesian ambassador to China for the period 2010-2013, namely Mr. Imran Chetan, he said China is the biggest trade partner for Africa. So it is the time to unite, to work together with continent to continent, instead of focusing on trade of China and African countries. He said that the goal is to transforming Asian African Conference 1.0 into Asian African Conference 2.0, meaning economic cooperation, including trade and investment, is considered important based on mutual interest. What do you think about his opinion about this?
This is a challenge for Indonesia to see the situation about the problem. I think improving our relation with many countries is very, very important. Not just, make a new diplomacy to China and to the US, but also to some developing countries in Africa. I think we have to open new door for Indonesian product to be exported to the new countries. I think Indonesia still to depend on trade with the US and China, Japan, Korea, and Singapore. I think we have to see the potential market in Africa. And also, we have to open new relation, or probably improving relation with Europe. I think still open to continue. Thank you.
Okay, Professor Nana, you live in Bandung, right? So we are curious about the atmosphere or the spirit of the people of Bandung and its surroundings, the government as well, like Bandung city government especially. How do you see the spirit of the Asian African Conference today, or lately?
I think we have to ask to the local government of Bandung or West Java to make a Gedung Merdeka as the site for the Asian African Conference for developing
building is a site for tourism. So we need to promote the building, I mean Gedung Merdeka, to attract many tourists to come to Bandung. So we have to ask Bandung people as a host for tourists, and then let's say hospitality, how we welcome them to come to Bandung with our greeting, our gesturing, and let's say our hospitality. I believe that people will come to Bandung as long as Bandung people welcome them to come to the city. So as soon as we can content, is the momentum for us to improve our foreign tourists to come to Indonesia, to make Bandung people more, let's say, prosperity. Probably.
Okay, so making the Asian African Conference, especially its commemoration every year, as part of the city tour must be interesting.
So, city tour must be very, very interesting. Of course, get to make Bandung more clean, more green, more hospitality for many people who come to Bandung. Okay, this is very important. Not just the site, but to make how to make the site is clean.
Clean
from the sample, from garbage, okay, free from flood, because the building also situated at the brink of Cikapundung.
Oh.
Dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich, spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while kentang refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal kentang not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past, typically served with rice or lontong. This dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, Bao Gendong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Voice of Indonesia.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone.
Hello everyone, right now I am in Osmawang Central Java, the center farm for durian power, the special durian from Osmawang Central Java.
Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangkin, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have betel, medan, bawor, kaligusing, and many more. But after the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sato, a durian farmer from Osmawang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh pancai indera kita semua.
Dari durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe even more strong or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet. Our tongue is bad. And what about hearing? A red durian sounds lower when we strike it. A red one has a higher sound. Or, we hear it fell in our backyard. It means our ears also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum lepas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sebenarnya terkena dari telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
kita right, we test by striking it. We know there's baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suara
so, we strike it.
So, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina's face, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Funny, I think durian smells good.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh, protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sato just takes his razor sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open. Just take a straight line like this. Then, we slowly can see the flesh. Here it is. Beneath the green, slick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste? Amazing! This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has the softer texture, like bitter rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly, and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color, and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java, and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kaligusing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Okay.